horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. How do you like that? We're not doing Shakespeare, actually. We're speculating on to what lengths you, our fellow American seekers after meat, may be driven to. As beef continues to disappear from the supermarket shelves, gasoline prices keep rising. An instant solution. Buy a horse, ride him to work, and eat him for lunch. This Bill, I'm sorry about that, Colin. Throughout the weekend, we'll be crisscrossing the country, checking on the food situation. Right now, love me like a rock.
And the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy.
Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy.
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy.
Singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down.
Here's a Monitor car care tip. To get road tar or grease off chrome fittings, rub them with a little dry baking soda on a damp cloth. This removes the stains without scratching the chrome. Here's something else for car owners to consider.
You hit the road, and the road hits you with loss of stability, loss of control. Gabriel makes the shocking difference. With shock absorbers that keep tires on the road, keep cars under control. Now there's Gabriel Striders, the heavy-duty shock guaranteed for as long as you own your car. Lifelong Striders are made for the way you drive. For a smooth ride, adjust to regular. For better ride control, adjust to firm. For extra hard driving, there's extra firm. Regular, firm, extra firm. Triple Ride Striders, the shock you adjust for the way you drive. Paramount guarantees Striders against defects and wear out for as long as you own your car. Present proof of purchase to dealer for replacement. Labor costs not included. Gabriel for the shocking difference.
Next, Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, brought to you by DuPont Z-Rex, the anti-leak coolant, and by DuPont Rally, the half-hour car wax.
Baseball scouts, like fishermen, are often most entertaining talking about the ones who got away. I'll be back with some examples right after this word for Rally Wax. You know, some guys tend to get very set in their ways. I mean, they keep buying the same old things year in and year out without even thinking about it. Take car waxes. Now, a lot of guys keep on using liquid car waxes because liquids are pretty easy to put on. Other guys stick with paste car waxes because they want a longer lasting shine. Well, you know there's a wax that gives you the best of both worlds. What is it? It's Rally Cream Car Wax from DuPont. Rally is so easy it goes on in just a half an hour. Now that's easy, just a half an hour. Yet the wax shine you get from Rally lasts as long as the paste waxes that take a night and a day and an arm and a leg to put on. So the next time you buy a car wax, think about it for a second. Now I'll tell you what you do. Get DuPont Rally Cream Wax, the half-hour car wax. Baseball scouts, like just about any working man, like to talk about the good days they've had. They talk about signing a kid who went on to become a star, or turning down the hot shot who never made it. But they are the most fun to listen to when they talk about the ones who got away. Johnny Moore was the chief West Coast scout for the Braves for many years. Now, the first of the big bonus babies, Paul Pettit, got $100,000 from the Pirates, but never really made it as a big league player. And somebody mentioned to Johnny Moore one time that he must be glad that he didn't go high for Paul Pettit. Moore said, "How glad can I feel? I was just as convinced as anybody that Pettit would make it. I didn't sign him because the club wouldn't go that high. I was just as wrong as everyone else." Well, along that same line, I got a letter not too long ago from Bob Rice, who recently retired as traveling secretary for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He mentioned a time when the Pirates sent him to Mooresville, North Carolina, where the Pirates' Salisbury Club was playing. Rice was introduced to the president of the Mooresville Club, who asked Bob if he might be interested in buying the young pitcher who would work that night for Mooresville. The club president admitted that he was behind in players' salaries, needed cash, and he would sell the pitcher for $1,500. Bob Rice was given a seat right behind home plate so he could get a good look. The young pitcher won the game that night, giving up only three hits. Even so, Rice turned down the deal, saying, "You can't win in the major leagues with that junk that he throws." Rice says that nobody else seemed very interested either, and the player went into the Army. After the war, the Giants took a chance, and the pitcher not only got to the big leagues, he stayed until he was 47 years old. It was a fellow named Hoyt Wilhelm. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Xerox.
You're a driving man, so you ought to know. If your coolant runs out, your car won't go. What good is a coolant? What good can it do if it finds a hole and runs out on you?
When you put in a radiator coolant to help stop boilovers, put in Anti-Leak Xerox from DuPont. Only Xerox has a patented formula that stops most common radiator leaks, so Anti-Leak Xerox won't run out on you. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola has been brought to you by DuPont Rally, the half-hour car wax, and by DuPont Xerox, the anti-leak coolant. Hong Kong, which once exported the Asian flu, is now the source of movies about kung fu, and we'll have an on-the-spot report for you in a few minutes here on the Monitor Beacon. This is Bill Cullen with Monitor 73. If you got a case of the blues, Helen Reddy has an antidote for you. It's you.
I've been crying in my own mind since he's been gone. But I've done some thinking and it's starting to sink in that life goes on. So if you're somebody who's feeling sorry for yourself, better sing along. 'Cause this is gonna be the last blues song. Now a little bitty bit of self-pity can really sing, but it keeps
extenders, 100% government inspected.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. Yeah.
Well, I've been asked here to warn you that what you are about to hear is not the Monitor staff running amok, but action on a Hong Kong movie set where reporter Bob Green awaits us. Lights, camera, and you know the other one.
There's something of a boomtown atmosphere at the outdoor sets of Asia's biggest movie maker, Run Run Shaw. Lots of shouting and rushing about. With Americans and Europeans tuned in to things Chinese, Hong Kong-made movies are earning a pile of money around the world. Shaw's production is up to about 45 films this year. That means a new film about every 8 days. Enough to satisfy anybody who has seen one and is soon hungry for another. The essential ingredients are in little sex and a generous amount of violence, Chinese style, served with a warmed-over storyline. Shaw keeps a stable of fighters, lovers, and beauties on hand for the top parts. They stay in dormitories at the studios far out in Hong Kong's countryside. Occasionally, a foreigner is cast in a minor role, and it's almost always the part of a bad guy who ends up losing or dying or both. An American who has been living in Hong Kong for 20 years, Guy Searles, was cast as an opium and jade smuggler in a recent production. Between takes, I got a chance to talk with him.
A good share of my time in the film is spent trying to seduce the leading lady. In one scene, I think that I have drugged her drink, and instead, she's poured a laxative in mine. Which sort of frustrates my intentions. In another scene, which is aboard a ship, I lure her into my cabin to see some jade that I have, and then try to get her on the bunk. And her husband walks in, and we have a long fight scene in which he eventually kills me.
Well, isn't it sort of frustrating to just almost seduce one of these beautiful Chinese girls?
Very frustrating. There's only twice so far that I managed to get three buttons on the top of her dress undone, which I think is real discrimination against the foreigner, because this particular star is known for her nude scenes.
If profits and attendance are any measure, then the formula for making movies here is a huge success. For example, one recent production was made for $300,000 and grossed nearly $8 million within 3 months in the U.S. and other foreign countries. Action is the drawing card, usually in the form of the Chinese martial art called Kung Fu. That's when the hero bangs around a dozen or so villains with a fast and furious combination of kicks, flips, jabs, and chops. What hurts even more is the remark of one movie fan here who said, "Chinese movies are a dying art, but they're kicking until the very end." Bob Green, NBC News, Hong Kong.
I swear that last scene was taped in the Greater Pittsburgh Hospital for the Chronically Indigested. And about that other thing, in high school I was a four-button man. A thing like that sort of gets you in the pit of the stomach, doesn't it? Well, I'm not the only one with malaise in the midsection.
Our volunteer fireman's picnic never gets rained out. Unfortunately, our hot dogs and sauerkraut do. Soggy. Heartburn. The rolls look like runny mashed potatoes. My stomach feels like warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast. Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
When you have a group named Gallery and a song titled Maybe Baby, what can you say but here's Gallery with Maybe Baby? Oh, you could say here's Dean Martin with Amore, but you'd be wrong, right?
Maybe, baby, I'll help you. Maybe, baby, you'll be too. Maybe, baby, I'll help you for me. It's funny, funny. To my bell, maybe, baby, you will want me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I am you. Maybe, baby.
Here's a monitor tip for those of you planning an auto trip. Before packing the trunk of your car with heavy luggage, try a dry run with the empty bags and make a diagram to show where each piece fits best. Now, this will save you a lot of energy, and we do have an energy shortage, don't we? Now, something else to make for a pleasant trip. Coming soon to over 350 Stuckey's locations across America is an exclusive traveler's communication service called HELPS. HELP stands for Highway Emergency Locating Paging Service. With the aid of Stuckey's HELPS computer, you'll be able to get in touch with friends and relatives traveling across the country by car. Be sure to watch for HELPS next time you take a Stuckey stop. And remember, a Stuckey stop keeps America going. I don't imagine I have to mention it, but that's the famous A-Train, Duke Ellington's A-Train. And if you'll just keep traveling with Monitor today, you're going to meet up with the Duke and his orchestra again this evening in a special half-hour program live from the Rainbow Grill in New York. And right after that, another special in the Monitor series, Flipside, top recording artists in their native habitat, the recording studio. Tonight, Richie Havens and friends. Right now, this is Bill Cullen and friends, namely you, and I hope we'll be together again shortly. Remember the immortal words of the late, great W.C. Fields? If at first you don't succeed, forget it. Well, as much as we revere his memory, Monitor believes in trying at least twice, so following Diana Ross with Touch Me in the Morning, we'll bring you the Banjo Barons in You're So Vain. Confidentially, we sort of think they'll both make it.
Touch me.
Go with the sun in my eyes.
Paraphrase an update, a familiar saying, everybody talks about food, but nobody does anything about it. That does seem to be the case these days, with prices zooming unchecked by human hand. But there is at least one exception. A charming Scotswoman has written a book about food in history. And we're going to be mulling over a few of the tastier bits in just a few minutes. I'm Bill Cullen. Here's Live and Let Die by Wings.
When you were young, to say live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. Ever seen someone empty his car ashtray on a parking lot? Or toss a bottle or can or paper cup out the window? Is that what you call litter? Yeah, it's all litter. But litter is too nice a word for trash. So let's put the lid on litter. Let's pitch in for a cleaner place to live.
You've got to pitch in to clean up America. You've got to pitch in to clean up America. 'Cause if everybody won't pitch in to clean up America, it won't be America anymore.
Oh no.
This message for the people of the United States, from the people of the United States Brewers Association and Associated Industries.
The following question is guaranteed to be rhetorical. Question, is the high cost of food getting you down? We assume what your answer is. Well, it might help you to know that back around the year 100 B.C. in Rome, the cost of living was at such an impossible level that the rulers had to give wheat and other food away free to keep the populace from getting rambunctious. So there you had a real food rise, and you know what happened to ancient Rome. Well, this is just one of the thousands of fascinating facts in a new book titled Food in History. And we'd like to welcome its author right now, Rhea Tannehill. Hi, Rhea.
Hello, Bill.
It would seem from your book that history does repeat itself in the area of food as well as in the area of political matters. There were some periods in history, were there not, of fantastically high food prices.
Yes, indeed there were. Usually it is related to something which had gone disastrously wrong with the economy, which, of course, is not entirely untrue of the situation today. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I think we very often don't realize today that modern welfare schemes are not as modern as we think they are. In fact, there is a history stretching back even before this Roman system of free grain. If you remember in the Old Testament, ears of grain used to be left in the fields for the widows to glean. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese did the same thing at about the same time. And then the Romans gave away grain. This was a real full-scale welfare scheme on a very considerable scale. It was reckoned, I think, at one stage that more than half the adult males in Rome were being given free grain or bread on which to live.
So, actually, food has a lot to do with our culture.
There are very many food influences which have had quite a clear impact on history, but I think spices are probably one of the clearest.
Interesting enough, you mention in your book, but I want you to tell us about it anyway, why spices were so sought after and so very popular. Why the great desire for spices particularly?
Well, in the Western world, as cities grew, the transport was extremely slow. You had oxen plodding along long interminable roads with carts behind them, or barges being rowed or pulled up rivers. And this meant that as cities grew, food had to come from further and further away. And food like meat, for example, if it was butchered outside the city, by the time it actually got to the consumer, it was pretty high.
Now, by high, you mean close to the rancid?
Well, not quite decomposing, but pretty.
So?
Not as sweet as it ought to be.
All right, then the desire was, because this meat took so long to get to the consumer, the big desire and the big need was to camouflage or hide the taste of the meat.
It was, in fact, yes.
And that's why spices.
This is one of the reasons for spices. Of course, clearly, they used, particularly in Roman and medieval times, they used so many spices, they must have liked the taste as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems fairly clear that the fundamental reason was to cover up the taste of slightly bad, almost rancid meat.
Now, back in the Middle Ages, I know you touch on this in your book, the character of food that I always picture, perhaps I'm wrong about it being the Middle Ages, but I always picture the lord or laird of the manor eating boar's head and roast swan and things like that. What did the rest of the people eat?
What did the plebs eat, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Well, they probably ate rather better. The retainers in medieval households may very often have had some beef to eat, because one of the very interesting things is that it was a gentlemanly occupation to go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentlemen went out with their retinue and hunted and shot, and they brought home game birds. And because hunting was a gentlemanly occupation, the product of the hunt was a gentlemanly food.
Right.
So you had the lord of the manor happily eating
game birds.
Crow.
Whatever he happened to shoot.
Whatever he happened to shoot. While the retainers probably did a great deal better on the local, on the sort of, on the sheep and the...
It worked out very well. The gentleman was so happy at having defeated this bird or game animal, yes, whatever it was, that he developed a taste for it, right?
Yes, precisely.
Ray, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We've been talking with Ray Tannehill, author of a book that we heartily recommend. It's called Food and History. It's beautifully illustrated and very thorough. And if you want to know how food has affected civilization from the beginnings of time until now, and hopefully in the future, we suggest you get it. It's the kind of book nice to have on your bedstand, and pick it up and read it for 15, 20 minutes every night. Or if you're hungry, longer. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Summer morning, here's a breakfast that's cool, crisp, and delicious. Start with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. They're fortified with 8 essential vitamins. Then slice up some fruit, bananas, peaches, any fruit will do. Pour on some ice-cold milk, have a piece of toast, and maybe a glass of frosty juice. Now that's a cool summer breakfast. So come on, have breakfast with America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Short kids.
Kids in every grade. Young kids, old kids, everyone who loves parades. Da-da.
Sure, kids and moms love Armor hot dogs because they're made with fine meat. No cereals, no extenders. 100% government inspected.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to fight.
And what's more, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Cullen with Monitor, overlooking the rest of the weekend world from our glass-walled Radio Central. Flying right alongside, we spot Lynn Anderson, who's pretty high in the air herself. On top of the world is the way she describes it.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes. Surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason it's clear is because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. You've been around. You love.
This is the Flying Insect Hall of Infamy. The whole history of bad bugs.
Hey, there's Mean Gene Mosquito. He was public annoyer number one.
Yeah, till Raid got him.
Ooh, and Fearsome Fly. He flew a suicide mission into a Raid-protected kitchen.
Tragic story, tragic.
Who's the big guy, boss?
It's Raid.
Raid Flying Insect Killer. With the sweet-smelling formula that kills bugs dead. Get Raid Flying Insect Killer.
Raid's breaking up that old gang of mine.
Dodge, known for its leadership in recreational vehicles, presents Monitor's travel and recreation editor, Francis Colton.
A new sea lane has opened which will carry you and your recreational vehicle between two popular points. I'll tell you about it right after this.
Here are a few words about one of the most important parts of a motorhome, the chassis. Did you know Dodge makes over 80% of the chassis on all motorhomes built today, and that they're the leading builder of chassis for mini motorhomes? With so many independent motorhome builders turning to Dodge, they must be doing something right. Well, they are. Just take a ride in one of these motorhomes and see if you don't agree. Dodge has added a new suspension which gives you the smoothest riding motorhome chassis Dodge has ever built. And this motorhome chassis has a powerful 440 V8 to flatten mountains and an electronic ignition system that cuts down on maintenance. Okay, how about mini motorhomes? Here again, Dodge has plenty of new ideas. They've just introduced a new longer chassis for roomier motorhomes. It has a 145-inch wheelbase. It's also designed to give you and the family a smooth, comfortable ride. No wonder so many people are turning to Dodge for leadership in recreational vehicles. Once again, Francis Colton.
Most of us think of a recreational vehicle as being a land-borne vehicle that's limited to the roads on terra firma. And of course, that's true. But now stop for a moment and think of crisscrossing this country, and indeed, possibly eventually, the entire world, because boats or ferries take you and your recreational vehicle thousands of miles, and suddenly a new dimension appears on the scene. A recreational vehicle then may be land-borne, but now it's not landlocked. Take, for example, the new service of the Commodore Line that will introduce the Bolero into service in mid-October. She'll be a spanking new ship that's being built in France, to carry 500 passengers and about 250 cars. And she'll be the only ship to sail out of any Florida port that will be both a cruise ship and a car-carrying vessel. Leaving weekly each Saturday, the Bolero will make her way to three places in Mexico, two of them ports where you and your vehicle can disembark. The two ports will be the brand new one, Puerto Morelos, that is the entrance to the Yucatan, and the second will be Veracruz, the way down to Mexico City. The arrangements are so flexible that you can buy a one-way ticket, go from Miami to Mexico, drive around Mexico, and return whenever you want to. Or if you live on the West Coast, you can drive down to Mexico, vacation there, then pick up the Bolero and sail back to Miami, Florida, and the East Coast. The cost for the Bolero, which is basically a fully equipped cruise ship with all of a cruise ship's classic blandishments, will start at $235 per person for the week's trip, and $69 a vehicle. Suddenly, Miami and Mexico are a mere narrow sea lane apart. And Florida, with its excellent camping facilities and attractions, and Mexico, with its surprisingly good roads and campgrounds, are now a mere pleasant cruise week apart. This is Francis Colton, and I'll be back with a bonus travel tip right after this from Dodge.
If you own a recreational vehicle and you're about to take your family on a cross-country vacation throughout America, the one thing you don't want is any sort of delay before you leave. And Dodge is helping to make sure you don't have any delays while you're on the road. Dodge now has a network of more than 200 recreational vehicle service centers from coast to coast. 200 of them, all filled with parts and the people that you just might need to keep your vacation rolling on schedule. They're not kidding when they say, turn to Dodge for leadership in recreational vehicles.
And now for that bonus travel tip. If the services of the ship, the Bolero, interest you, get in touch with your travel agent. The cruises start October 13th, just in time for winter vacation plans. Till later today.
You live in the city and your clothes get gritty. You want them clean, but the dirt is so mean. That's why you're glad has made the laundry scene.
Yeah.
This summer, discover how Fab with Lemon Fresh and Borax deep cleans and freshens even your dirtiest wash.
Oh, Fab, we're glad there's Lemon Fresh and Borax.
Seals and Crofts with Diamond Girl.
Hey, a thought. I wonder if Elizabeth Taylor's going to have to give that one back.
James Seals and Dash Crofts, that's Seals and Crofts to their friends and fans. They're going to be brought to you in a special concert on Sunday, August 26th by NBC Monitor with Don Imus as your host. You check your local listings for the exact times and be sure not to miss the exciting Seals and Crofts special over most of these NBC stations, August 26th.
Moving. The moving man says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano for 3 hours at $50 an hour. He says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano. My head feels like the 1812 overture with cannons and that meatloaf. Oh, this heartburn. I wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Oh, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work. Oh, my. When I drink it, would settle my upset stomach and my headache fast. Oh, don't tell me.
Hey, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano.
Oh.
Here's a Monitor tip. Instead of pounding a reluctant ketchup bottle to get it to pour and risking splattering the stuff all over the place, just insert an ordinary drinking straw, push it to the bottom of the bottle, and then remove it. The air admitted will be enough to start the ketchup flowing easily. Now something to make your outdoor cooking easier.
Edna and Jim hold such marvelous parties.
Well, you know they do. And these Polynesian decorations are wonderful. Yeah. But when do you think we'll eat?
I don't know. Jim's having the usual trouble starting the outdoor grill. He can't get the charcoal to light. You know.
I keep telling Jim, you know, use Kingsford charcoal briquettes because Kingsford lights fast, but he doesn't listen.
I think he's getting it started now. He's using that old army flamethrower.
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying, Jim, just look for the red, white, and blue bag. That's Kingsford. But
look, I didn't notice that tiki torch in the yard when we came in.
Yeah, I believe that's Jim.
Thank you.
Let the sunshine in, James Last. That's what ends this Monitor Hour. And that sort of casts some doubt on the old saying that the last shall be first, which I never understood anyway. Actually, first in every Monitor Hour is the latest NBC News, and you know that's just a minute away. It's Bill Cullen here.